Track 16.
Welcome to the exhibition Cultures of Whaling. Maritime cultures are often defined by their development of a commercial whaling industry or by the adoption of whale hunting as an integral part of their society. Few true subsistence whaling cultures, or those people who hunt whales for food, developed in human history, but among them are the peoples of the high Arctic, including the lands known today as Greenland, Canada, Alaska, and Siberia. The peoples of Japan, as well as the northwestern coast of North America, each had long traditions of whaling for food as well. Among the defining characteristics of such cultures was the growth of art, not merely as decoration or to be admired for beauty, but art intended for integration into the fabric of the society, as in the design of Eskimo harpoons and hunting talismans and the complex encyclopedic documentary scrolls of traditional Japan. Commercial whaling cultures are a different story. These grew out of shipbuilding and overseas maritime trade, and those nations with powerful naval protections for their commercial shipping engaged in whaling for profit. The arts flourished in these cultures as well, but for different purposes. Individual portraiture or paintings of whaling commissioned by merchants or even the sailor's pastime of scrimshaw represent far more individual preferences than those of the society at large. Later, painters would capture scenes for documentation where the pictures serve as conscious efforts to preserve the cultural experience. As you tour the gallery, note the different types of harpoons and boats developed by the different whaling cultures. Such purpose-built tools provide insights into the mindsets of the cultures that created them and often reflect the means by which different people approach the same task, hunting, killing, and processing a whale.